blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church. And because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instructions or not." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, 'Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as the frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, 'It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. On the next day, when the disciples who remained after the feeding of the 5,000 saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum, looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which is the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then he said to them, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." They said to him, "What signs are you going to give us then, that we may see it and believe it? What works are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of heaven and the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the words of my lips and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. A preacher from a small village was invited once to preach in a huge cathedral like this one. And it was his first time to preach in a huge cathedral. So the service started, everything went well, until they reached the time of the sermon. He went up to the pulpit, and he saw all this big crowd. He was confused. So he just said one sentence. He said, "My brothers and sisters, when I came to this cathedral, there were two persons who knew my sermon, the Holy Spirit and myself. But when I saw all this crowd, now there is only one person who knows my sermon. It's only the Holy Spirit." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, And he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. My brothers and sisters in Christ, please allow me to take you to a short pilgrimage to the place where Jesus lived and fulfilled his Father's mission. To my homeland, where I come from, Palestine, the west bank of the River Jordan. In most of the Middle Eastern countries, bread is considered a basic food, and worldwide, it has become a synonym for food in general. The question is, why did Jesus say about himself, "I am the bread of life"? Jesus said, "I am the bread of life" because he is the giver of life and because he is the savior of all lives. Not only because he fulfills our needs, but also he is the source of its satisfaction. I am the bread of life. I am the source of the food that endures forever. Jesus equating himself to the bread, showing that he is essential for our lives. Not only our physical nourishment, but also our spiritual nourishment as well. The Holy Spirit, according to John, the first chapter says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And Jesus says about himself, "I am the bread of life." So, the Word of God is the bread of life. And he says also, "I am not only the manna coming from heaven, but I am the bread of life leading to eternal life." His word is our real bread, shield, and shelter. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our mission is to read the Word of God, to love the Word of God, and to live the Word of God. As the Psalm says, "But he delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, and spread his aroma to the whole world." Returning back to our pilgrimage, I want to share with you how bread looks like in Jesus' homeland and the stages of preparing. As usual, the first step is planting the wheat, which is the Word of God. While I was the Dean of All Saints Cathedral back in Cairo, Egypt, in the year 2002, we implemented a new ministry called Flower and Verse. My young youth used to wrap 5,000 flowers at New Year's Eve and add on it a biblical verse which speaks about salvation. And Santa We'll take them with our team to distribute it in the streets, gas stations, nightclubs, tavernas, and to every person they meet on their way. We kept doing that for 3 continuous years until the Egyptian police security caught my team in the road and called me on my cell phone saying to me, "Father, if you do not stop this ministry immediately, you and your team will be arrested." So at that time, we were forced to stop there. The second step, picking the crops. God picks certain people to witness to his mission on earth. And here I can say that the Lord picked me with my family from Jordan and from Egypt to continue our mission here in the holy, in this holy cathedral in Jacksonville. Isn't that amazing? The third step is grinding. The world grinds people chosen by God because the devil is like a roaring lion around the chosen people of God. I also remember another story when I was at All Saints Cathedral. I used to welcome non-Christians to come to the church so they can meet with the Lord. And on one of the Sundays, I was surprised with 2 high-rank officers coming just like crazy and heading to the bishop's office and holding with their hands a letter which says that I have to be deported within 48 hours from the country because I was accused that I am evangelizing non-Christians in a non-Christian country. But the Lord said his word, and he redeemed us, and he let us stay and continue our ministry until my role has been come to an end in Egypt, and we left Egypt to come here after 9 years from that incident. The fourth step, my beloved, is needing. God sends his people to be integrated into the world. You are in the world, but you are not from the world. And the fifth step is baking. God allows us to suffer in this life, especially if we are working in his map of road. Yes, but while we are in the midst of the first furnace of fire, he comes to us the same as he did with the 3 young men, as we read in the book of Daniel. He comes to comfort us, to encourage us, to feed us his eternal bread, and to save us from every danger that occurs to us. In the ancient time, people used to bake bread, not in fancy ovens like we do have these days, but they used to bake them on stones, to have this shape. This is how the bread used to show in the time of Jesus, in this shape. And you can see here also the places where the stones are located. So this is the shape of the bread at Jesus' time. But in spite of all the stones which they are used in baking, in spite of all these stone shapes, the bread is still eatable and still feeding others. So, to conclude, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the source of your physical and spiritual nourishment. I am the bread leading to the eternal life." My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, let us all be worthy to say, "Give us this day our daily bread. Give us, Lord, each day the bread you want us to spread." When we come to the Holy Sacraments, let us be worthy to be fed from His bread of life and the water which whoever drinks from shall never thirst forever. Therefore, my beloved ones, who he has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And may the Holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, be glorified now and forevermore. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we pray for the cities of this nation, that hatred and urban violence may cease. We pray especially for Charleston, Baltimore, Ferguson, and our own city of Jacksonville. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the nations of the earth, that we may come to respect and honor one another. We especially pray for the people of the Middle East, Ukraine, and Nigeria. Lord, in your mercy. Let us pray together for the Middle East, using a prayer written by our own parishioners. Almighty God, lover and provider of peace that the world cannot give, you know our hearts, the hurt we harbor, and the sin of complacency. We ask you to grant everyone who lives in the Middle East the peace of God which passes all understanding, and the freedom to live in love and harmony, so everyone can seek your face and work for your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns in peace with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Embrace the souls of those who have died. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you created the heavens and the earth. Thank you for the gift of our lives, for our loved ones, for this community, and for this beautiful earth that we call home. We thank you for all of our blessings. I invite you to speak aloud your thanksgivings. Lord, in your mercy.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We ask you, Almighty God, to forgive all the mistakes that we have made. Help us to become the people that you call us to be. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit keep you in eternal life. My brothers and sisters, may the peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning. How are you all today? It has gotten much clearer since the 8 o'clock service this morning. Then it was kind of cloudy, but now it really is a beautiful day. We'd like to welcome any visitors that we might have with us today. Are there any visitors here with us? If you're here and you hold your hand up high, the ushers will bring you something. You have to keep your hand up, though, because they can't move that fast. Don't forget that we have breakfast at 9 o'clock in Tolliver Hall every Sunday during the summer, which means there's only a couple of more Sundays left. If you'd like to help a group cook breakfast for the Tolliver Hall breakfast, contact Sue Engeman at Extension 24, and she'll get you in touch with a group. They can always use a little help. Tomorrow is the day that we feed the hungry at Sulzbacher. There's a group of parishioners who go over to Sulzbacher on the first Monday of the month, and help. So if you'd like to help, there are lots of details in your bulletin this morning. The men's grill and chill is tomorrow in Tolliver Hall at 6 o'clock in the evening. See your bulletin for details about that. If you have a pastoral need, which means if you have something difficult going on in your life or something very joyful going on in your life, contact your shepherd so that they can communicate that to us, and we can help you either celebrate or find the ministries that the church has to offer you that will help you the most, okay? The names are they in the bulletin this week? Yes, so they're in the bulletin again this week. There's also a page on the web page that has names, contact numbers, and pictures of some of our shepherds there. So the next Sunday for baptisms is August 16th. If you or someone you know would like to be baptized, have them contact Sue as well in the office, and she can get information rolling about that. And that same Sunday, August 16th, there'll be an Ultrea for all you Cursiistas out there at St. Gabriel's at 5. If you'd like to participate, bring a covered dish to share with everyone. August 30th, two important things happening on August 30th. One is that the Family Promise families will be coming to stay with us starting that week through September 6th. There's lots of ways that you can help make their stay here a really wonderful stay. So if you'd like to volunteer to help somehow, contact Gloria Miller or contact my wife, Laura. Their contact information is also in your bulletin cover. And finally, on the 30th is Rally Day, the end of our summer, beginning of our fall season. See your bulletin for details about Rally Day. And if you have a ministry that would like to have a table or a board up at that Rally Day, contact Sue about that as well, and she can tell you how that'll happen. Okay? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race, and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope. We proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your Church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. My brothers and sisters, life is short, and there is too little time to gladden the hearts of those around us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.